We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hey, we got a new president.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Oh, man. So I know I hit you up like randomly today because one of our mutual friends said you were the person that I needed to talk to. I do this podcast about spreading kindness, yada, yada, yada. I have been doing a mini series called Through the Lens of Black Lives Matter because you live in the South, right? And normally the guest on the show, I have to explain how racist the South is and how much people who look like me just can't wrap their heads and they're so anxious and they want to talk instead of listen so that they don't really understand what's going on. I thought what better way to get people to understand than when they can't talk back and through a thing like this podcast and so that we can understand so that we can be better allies and better advocates. Can you tell everybody a bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Unique Morgan Dunstan. I'm a 23-year-old activist, organizer, whichever term you want to use. So what I'm focused on right now is bringing down Confederate monuments and flags from our state and federal buildings. So right now in Marshall County, where I'm from, I am focused on bringing the horrible Confederate flag and monument down from the Albertville Courthouse. So I grew up in Albertville, which is in Marshall County. It's the biggest population in Marshall County.
And that's in Alabama, right?
Yes. Marshall County is only 3.2, I think the census, according to the census, Marshall County is 3.something% Black from the whole county. So when I graduated from high school in 2015, I was the only Black girl in my class. So that shaped and molded the person that I am today. Because in Marshall County, almost everybody's conservative. Like, you rarely find a person that is pro-choice, that is progressive. So growing up, I just kind of thought like everybody else until I, you know, of course, got older and I started doing my own research and things like that. So I was like, okay, well, I don't have to think like this. And then I moved to Mobile. And then I was like, oh, there's so much Blackness and Black culture and so much excellence around. And every time I tell that story to somebody that's not from Alabama, they're like, Mobile isn't even that Black. I'm like, but still.
In comparison, you have no idea.
Yeah, they're like, have you been to D.C.? What about New York? I'm like, no, like, just let me have my moment. That's a little bit about me. I won't tell too much. Yeah, so thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I love it. I what a great story. It's so weird because I lived in South Carolina, the lower part of the state, until I was 13. And then I moved to Gunnersville, Alabama. And I was there until I was 27. And now I'm in North Carolina. I remember when I was in my later 20s, after I moved to North Carolina, this person I was dating, we got on a plane. We went to California for a long weekend. And it was kind of the same thing. I looked around and I was thinking, people don't give a flip like that person looks crazy. They don't care that that person's wearing a hijab. They don't care that this person. I never knew that people were capable and able to live in their own world and coexist with people that didn't look like them, think like them, and they didn't have negative things to say. They weren't trying to put someone else in a place where they thought they needed to be. Like, it's so strange how you don't realize that there really is a big world full of love, acceptance, understanding, but we have so much work to do. It can be so much better.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, so this specific episode is going to be about what just happened today. We have a new president-elect. And I wanted to know, with you being such an activist and you really pushing for the rights, even the civil rights that don't really exist, they pseudo exist in our nation, with all of the Black Lives Matter movement going on, all of the pain, the fear. So this president, I have no idea how you voted, but I want to know from you, from your side, how do you feel with a brand new president-elect, with it being Joe Biden and the new vice president-elect, Kamala Harris?
Yes. So I am very excited for the changes that are going to take place. I also realize that it's going to take a lot of work just in the hearts of people to get, I want to say get back, but like their hatred was always there. But then when President Trump came into office, they felt comfortable and they were just out in the open with their hatred. So now, like, a part of me is like, maybe things will return back to where they were. But then the other half of me is like, who are you kidding? Like, this is who they are. And it's really disheartening to think about. And a little fear rises up with that, because it's like, I feel like America will always be divided now. Like, if there was ever a time, like, now is the time where there's just so much tension, little respect for anybody else that thinks differently than you. So. And then Biden and Harris also have their faults. I mean, just like everybody else, of course. So I like to explain it like this. When presidential elections or even local elections come around, as a Black woman, I'm never depending on a friend to be our leader. Like, it's just, I don't want to say impossible, but it hasn't happened yet. So what I do look for is a good opponent. And Biden and Harris are an excellent opponent. I explained it to my dad the other day. I was like, if you can choose your opponent, let's do it. And I'm so glad the opponent that I chose won. It's going to be such easier fight than trying to fight President Trump. And even though I still am in the Deep South, where Alabama is so deeply red, it does make things easier. And I feel like I can breathe a little more. So yeah, it's a huge weight off of our shoulders. But I would be lying if I said that the work was over. Like, we're just getting started, but I'm so glad that we're getting off to a good start.
I completely can see and agree with that. And I feel like, again, I'm coming from a very different place than you are. But to me, even with Biden, he has so many faults. There's a long history. And I do believe that people change and evolve over time. So we look back to stances that he had 20, 30 years ago, not cool. But even the way that I see different groups like LGBTQ, I'm not in the same place that I was 20 years ago with how I saw those issues. So I had hope, and I had hope personally that whenever he reached out to the families of the victims, and that he didn't have to bring a lawyer with him. He wanted to sit down and hear their side of it. He wanted to hear the pain. He wanted to get a deeper understanding of what was causing the chaos, because there's root to the chaos. It's not just happening because that people want disruption. They want to be heard because they want things to be different. And just talking, peacefully protesting, is not getting things done. So what made you not?
I also wanted to spread the word to you that I opened up an Etsy shop that is full of acrylic paintings that I made. The name of the shop is Hope for Human Kindness. It's all one word. Go check it out. And if you like the work, make sure you share with your friends and let them know about it too.
Vote for our current administration.
Ooh.
And if I make you feel uncomfortable with any of it, you can tell me pass. Let's move on to the next question.
No, the division that he has sown into the hearts and minds of people is terrifying. And the way that they worship and follow him, I'm like, are y'all okay? Like, are we seeing the same things? Or, I mean, it's crazy. And specifically my fellow Christian. That's a whole nother story. I mean, the damage that has been caused because of Christianity. I think it was just last night his spiritual advisor was
she was trying to call the angels from Africa, and I was like, but you wait a minute, but our president called those shithole countries. Why are you calling the angels from there to come in and help them out right now? That's not the way that this is supposed to work.
To the listeners, in case you don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to let you hear it for yourself.
Strike and strike and strike and strike and strike and strike.
Nope, this isn't some crazy glitch that your CD is skipping on the same loop. Just keep listening.
Strike and strike and strike and strike and strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the corridors of heaven. In the corridors of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka te da baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike di diashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa. Right now, Africa, right now, Africa, right now, from Africa, right now, they're coming here, they're coming here in the name of Jesus. From South America, they're coming here, they're coming here, they're coming here, they're coming here from Africa, from South America. Angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement. Pika hata anda ata ora bata rata anda eke eke manda rasata. For I hear the sound of victory, I hear the sound of victory, I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory.
There's more, but I think you probably have the idea. Now, let's get back to the conversation.
Get out of here.
Oh, man. I mean, that's the part that really, like, it is funny in a sense, but it's alarming because she said that God said those things that came out of her mouth. I'm like, okay, now you just completely lied on God. Like, it's one thing to say, you know, I feel this way, I feel this in the spirit. But to say that God is doing these things, I mean, like, if it was God, like, thank you, angels from Africa. Thank you, sis. Because seriously, when I saw that, I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, there's so much damage that has already been done to Christianity. Really, from white supremacy to this, what we saw last night, it's like, we're already dealing with enough, like, don't start lying on God. So, man, I mean, that's definitely something that her and God are going to have to take up, but, woo.
I know, I was at a total... I was like, I don't think that you're calling them to work on who you think they're working on. Someone from your area that I'm not gonna put on blast, I'm not gonna call out, posted something today. And I keep saying this, I can only give what I expect an answer to be from my side of things and from the people that I know and the things that they told me, but that's only me, right? This person from our area posted, so since some have declared Biden president, let me ask this. Does this mean that the Black Lives Matter will stop? Does that mean that racism is over? Does that mean Antifa will stop attacking? Does that mean that cops will not make mistakes? For the record, all those answers are no. No man can control all of that. And she just kind of goes off onto a tangent. So if you really think that because he is elected, that all of that ends, that you guys have lost your minds as much as Biden has. The change you seek starts in each individual. While I agree with that, I don't know if that filled you with as much frustration and anger, because I see a small light of hope right now that we can be a better place. What's your response to that? I mean, I know it's a lot, lots of questions.
Yeah. I think it's more revealing of the person that he or she or they are, because to people in the streets protesting and advocating for change, we don't worship Biden. So I'm like, I don't know who you've been talking to, but like, we're quick to criticize him and Kamala. Like, it, we don't have a problem with it. We're grateful that they are here, but you will not see us worship him or her like they did Trump. So I think that's what they think is supposed to happen. Their person lost, so like the power shifts and we'll take on the mindset that they had about President Trump. It's like, no, we're logical thinkers and we recognize that we have our work cut out for us still, but this is a win for democracy, for human rights, for justice. Like, this is a huge win. So I think that we definitely have all of the right and the privilege to celebrate in the streets, in our homes, everywhere, because this is a win for the people.
Yes, girl, it certainly is. So what's next for you, Unique?
Well, Wednesday, on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month, is when we protest at the courthouse in Albertville. So this Wednesday coming up, we have another protest. And obviously, this will be our first protest since after the election has been called.
Oh, so, girl, you better be safe.
We try our best.
Okay.
But our counter-protesters have always been there since day one when I announced that, you know, we would be protesting at the courthouse. They were there. And every second and fourth Wednesday, they're there and we're there. And they always have their Trump 2020 flags. They always have their Back the Blue flags.
I wonder if they're going to be at half mast this time. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
We'll see. My husband said, I wonder how your counter-protesters are going to act now that they don't have a daddy.
Well, he hasn't conceded yet, and it's not going to happen.
Oh, I thought that was funny, but it is interesting. Like, I think they're just going to be coming out even more hateful, honestly.
I do, too. I'm so happy that you got on here to talk to me and made the time out of the random message that you were sent today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, but maybe we can have a chat sometime in the future to talk about Confederate statues, because that's also something that I want to put on this mini series so that we, the white people from the South, can understand why it's actually a really horrible thing. So if you're down for that in the future, I would really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have a great evening and congratulations to our country right now. And I just really appreciate all that you're doing too. And if there's anything that I can do to help from North Carolina, let me know. Maybe I can come down to Alabama and protest with you at some point.
That would be awesome. Before we go, I just wanted to thank you, Jamie, for this is our first time communicating with each other. And I want to thank you for using your platform for good, for being an ally. Even if you're new to the game, if you're a little older to the game, I thank you, and your presence in this movement is so needed. And from this bubbly, overjoyed Black woman, I want to thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh my gosh, it's never enough. So like I said, you just let me know what more I can do. And I look forward to talking again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I don't know about you, but I thought that interview was so incredibly enlightening. It was so powerful, in my opinion, and it was done with such beauty and eloquence. But if it still doesn't quite
drive home for you, I want you to listen to this clip from Van Jones today. And I want to challenge you to not grab a box of tissues while you listen to this.
Vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. It's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids character matters. It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters. And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here. If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happier to have babies snatched away or send dreamers back for no reason. This is vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. You know, the I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe. Every day you're waking up and you're getting these tweets and you just don't know. And you're going to the store and people who have been afraid to show their racism are getting nastier and nastier to you. And you're worried about your kids and you're worried about your sister. And can she just go to Walmart and get back into her car without somebody saying something to her? And you spent so much of your life energy just trying to hold it together. And this is a big deal for us just to be able to get some peace and have a chance for a reset. And the character of the country matters. And being a good man matters. I just want my sons to look at this. Look at this. You know, it's easy to do it the cheap way and get away with stuff, but it comes back around. It comes back around, and this is a good day for this country. I'm sorry for the people who lost. For them, it's not a good day, but for a whole lot of people, it's a good day.
November 7th may not have been a good day for you, but that's not what this mini-series is about. It is certainly about looking through the lens of who it is a good day for. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, if you took something away from it, I encourage you to leave a comment, to rate it, to share this, because there's so much that needs to be known so that we can be better and we can do better. And until next time, don't forget to spread the kindness.